Sports Day for Kia.
The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. And Toolkit Depot, the ultimate range of top brand tools, equipment and workwear. Toolkitdepot.com.au.
Let's get into our golf segment for Barrow Day, because the little things are everything. And the man who joins us in the Twilight Zone, 3RW's Twilight Zone, if you're ever over in Victoria, someday we'll be allowed over, Mark Allen. Welcome to the show, mate. How are you going?
Cal Hayes, I'm well. We've had a couple of nice days over here, and it's been good to get out in the golf course. Plenty happening.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, last week we spoke about how much money was up for grabs in some of the tournaments next year, which is astounding, really. And for just tweeting, there is so much money that's available. Just give our audience, for those that maybe weren't listening last week, a little bit of an idea of what that looks like.
Well, there's a player impact program. That's what it's called. And what it basically is the most... if you get a lot of action on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, they will reward you with a share of last year, $40 million. This year, for tweeting, you'll get a share of $50 million. Think about that, seriously. $50 million put on the table by the PGA Tour for tweeting and posting. It is outrageous. Unbelievable. Boys, boys and girls, if you're listening... keep practicing.
Do you think a lot
of
sports?
In the world of golf.
Do you think a lot of sports will go down that path? Because it does make a lot of sense for me that obviously eyeballs looking at tweets and the like. It is advertising in a sense. So the more you can draw, the more I think players should be rewarded for doing that.
Do you guys watch TV anymore? I don't. I don't watch too much TV. I'm streaming everything. I watch the news on Channel 9, of course, and that's about it. That is about it. So. Twitter is a big factor, streaming, all the digital stuff that you see, you know, the stuff that pops up, absolutely, it's all connected. Everything is connected. It is outrageous. And the money they're playing for on the PGA Tour and the tennis these days, I mean, the Players' Championship coming up in March, they're playing the total purse, $20 million. $20 million US dollars. It's 30 million Australian dollars almost once they do all the changing. It is unbelievable. And the winner gets 18% of that. So, like I said, keep practicing, boys and girls. Plenty of good money in golf.
Plenty of West Aussies doing very well. That I think in time we'll get a fair piece of that. What about Greg Norman? Has he copped any backlash for what he's trying to do on the back of a lot of these price increases?
Yeah, look, I think in reality what's happened is Greg Norman's ambition of this world tour, he's had it for a long, long time. In fact, when he tried to bring it in all those years ago in the 90s, that's when the World Golf Championship events, the WGC, started. And there's usually been about eight a year. I think the European Tour and the US Tour, they're right across what's going on now with this Emirates money and the Arab money. And I think it's going to work out well in the long term. Someone told me today, who I trust, that 25 people have put their hand up for the first tournament. Now, that's staggering because... if you're on the US tour, you've got to ask permission to play other places. So if you're going home to play in the Australian Open, the Australian PGA, and you're Australian, it's normally no big deal. But they made it really clear, particularly the commissioner, they made it really clear that they didn't want anybody going on this tour. And they call it the Rebel Tour. So they didn't want anybody. But from what I understand today, 25 US tour players have put up their hand to say they're participating now. That might mean that the US Tour have said, yeah, okay, you can go. Because I can't believe that there'd be players willing to risk their PGA Tour card. I really can't. So, look, sit tight. Let's see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow a deal has been done. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know this, by the way. But it makes sense to have big money tournaments in every corner of the globe.
Competition is good, isn't it, to have that money up there for all the players to get their fair share. And one player will be Minwoo Lee, who nears the top 50. How much money will Minwoo, you think, make across his career?
Well, look, if he can stay in the top 50 in the world for a long period of time, it guarantees you, the bloke who's finishing 50th guarantees you, probably when you add in all the bonuses, all the sponsorships, $5 million US a year. So if he can do that for 20 years, it's $100 million.
Mm.
So that's the deal. He's 22 years old. No mean feat to do what this kid's done. To actually win that Victorian Open a couple of years ago, go across, have a year of COVID, win. I think it was at the Scottish or the Irish Open. It was one of those. Did well in the Emirates tournament as well. I think he won another one there and now finds himself in the top 50 in the world. Now, this is the golden ticket. This is the Willy Wonka. We get you into everything. Now, he's almost there. It's by year's end. If he can stay in the top 50 in the world, then he gets into all the majors next year. He'll get into all the WGC events next year, the Players' Championship. And you know, if he plays well in just those events, that'll get him his card on the PGA Tour. So he's a, you know, he's big time in the European Tour list. I mean, I think he finished top 10 in the race to Dubai. So if he can now springboard from there into the top 50 and have a ripping 2022, and I think he's capable. We spoke to him earlier this week in the Golf Australia podcast. I love the kid. I reckon his head's in the right place. He's got a big time game. And the cherry on top, fellas, he's a superstar human as well. So very exciting for this kid.
If you want to go and have a listen to that interview, golf.org.au, and the podcast is called Inside the Ropes, which Mark Allen hosts with Tiffany Cherry. You can have a listen to that interview with Min-Woo Lee. Now, mate, the Cranbourne course, I don't know what it's like. Maybe you can tell me. It's going to host the Australian Amateur. That's a nice feather in the cap, I would have thought.
Yeah, Cranbourne's hosted a Vic Open here and there. It's a very good golf course. The same person, remember Huntingdale Golf Club, where it used to hold the Masters?
Yep.
So the same architect did that golf course. Look, it's the Australian Amateur, mate. Honestly, it is a fantastic event to win. You know, you can really hang your hat on that one, and sponsorship will just come your way as well once you turn pro. But look, Cranbourne's a fantastic little golf course. And, you know, it'll be well supported down that way as well. They'll get big crowds.
Now, the Tiger Woods interview, what did you make of that?
It was a good one, wasn't it? I mean, it's nice to hear him. I mean, he's over there. To hear him talk about playing golf was good. Just two tournaments a year, I'm disappointed. I reckon, you know, he'll get himself back into shape and maybe play five or six would be just fantastic. But I don't think he can just play two. <You know? laughs> I reckon if you get yourself into shape, you might be able to. The real question will be, will the PGA Tour let him use a cart? They've done it before with other players. You know, it was interesting. It was actually interesting to hear him say that he almost lost his leg. You know, you hear the media saying those things, but quite, you know what the media's like, boys. You know, quite often they can beat stuff up.
I reckon, like, if you're going to use a cart, you should have to have a beer every second hole, because then he actually fits into our category. So if you're going to use a cart, there has to be an advantage. There also has to be a disadvantage, I reckon, Marco.
Yeah, I don't mind that. They normally take the roof off, you know. That's what they do. They take the roof off, so you're out in the open air. Yeah, you get hot, you get sunburnt, you get all that sort of stuff. So they do try and even it up. We've seen it done before. I don't reckon Tiger's the sort of person to ask for it, but look, that question's being bandied around at the moment.
Who's been caddying for Tony for now?
Well, some billionaire who's just bought the Utah Jazz. So Tony's obviously making friends. And he's off to the Bahamas, and one of his mates, I don't know, who knows what it is, who knows the relationship, but put his hand up the caddy for Tony Finau. I reckon that'd be a magnificent job. That'd be the best job. That'd be the best job in the business, I reckon, caddying for him. It's such an easygoing character. And, you know, just the way he hits the board would be a dream, just to walk around cleaning his clubs. It really would be.
And just lastly, before we let you go, mate, because we know you're busy tonight, so thank you very much for your time. Yep. We really appreciate it.
It's
Jeff,
okay.
Jeff Ogilvie and Matt Griffin return to their junior home at the Cheltenham Golf Club on Monday, Arvo, and they share their support for public golf, which is fantastic, giving a bit back.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, public golf, you know, I think golf gets a bad name. I think it, you know, a lot of people think it's just for rich people. It's not. And you guys know that better than anybody. There are thousands, and I mean that, thousands of little golf courses right around this country where people learn to play the game, and they've got to be supported. And there's, you know, there's a bit of a push to close a few down here in Melbourne and to try and help alleviate that. These guys have gone back to where they started playing at Cheltenham, and I think it's just fantastic for the support.
Thanks for your time tonight. Take care, mate. We'll speak to you hopefully next week.
Pleasure, guys. Take it easy.
Good on you, Mark Allen there from the Twilight Zone. Former golf pro, does a great job. Just remember, inside the rope, so we can have a listen to Min-Woo Lee strutting his stuff with the team, with Tiffany Cherry and Mark Allen. Golf.org.au is where you'll find that. For Baron O'Day, don't miss out on the little moments because the little things are everything. I'll come back and tell you what's coming up tomorrow here on Sports Day after this.